It was a picture-perfect summer afternoon at Big Hollow Lakes Beach. There were blue skies, warm temperatures, and a small crowd on the beach. Swimmers cut through the thick moss along the water's surface to take a quick dip. One man emerged looking like Swamp Thing, and that is why people were gathered at Big Hollow in rural Des Moines County for the flotilla to bring awareness to decreasing water quality in the lake. Des Moines County Conservation's director, Chris Lee, says the excessive amount of topwater moss and algae will probably cut down on the number of people using the lake to swim and boat over the summer.
A lot of folks just will not swim in this kind of stuff. And the boaters don't like it either because it gets sucked up in their motors and things like that. You know, this lake was built for recreation, and so it's impacting that significantly.
Around 75 paddlers showed up with canoes and kayaks to take part in the flotilla drone photo that afternoon. Lee says they need to complete a study to determine the origin of the nutrients that contribute to the algae bloom. They also need to figure out the best places in the watershed to treat the water before it reaches Big Hollow Lake and tackle a variety of other challenges.
There's no one thing to do. It's going to be a comprehensive effort, and it's going to take a long time. You know, this is not something that just in a couple year period you're going to fix. It's a long-term process.
Lee says he wants people to see the need for a plan to address water quality issues before the lake would have to be drained like Lake Geode was 5 years ago. I'm David Hightower, Tri-State's Public Radio News.